This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And leading off, we're going to say a few things about my colleague, Stephen Hawking, who recently passed away. In fact, I recently wrote an op-ed piece talking about the legacy of Stephen Hawking for Fortune magazine. And I've also issued commentary on BBC television and also CBS News about the incredible achievements of my colleague Stephen Hawking. And then, well, I completed my book tour. It was a grueling book tour through San Francisco, LA, Washington, Chicago, you name it. I went through those cities signing your copy of The Future of Humanity. And of course, I got an ocean full of emails and comments about that. And so, of course, in this hour, we will be answering your listener phone calls, but we're also going to answer some of the emails that I get concerning my book, The Future of Humanity. And once again, because of you, the listener, the book hit the New York Times bestseller list. In fact, it hit several bestseller lists. So once again, thank you. Thank you so much out there. For people out there who supported my work and bought a copy of my latest book, The Future of Humanity, about the future of the space program. Well, first of all, one comment I've been getting the last few weeks is, what is the lasting legacy of Stephen Hawking? Well, not since Einstein have we had a towering figure of science who could not only communicate the excitement and the splendor of the universe, but also engage in basic research. Now, why was he so popular? Well, he, like Einstein, was in some sense viewed by the public as a messenger from the stars. In other words, the stars are in our dreams. We dream about the stars every night when you go outside and you're surrounded by the splendor of the night sky. You can't help but have this existential shock, realizing that you are part of this incredible universe. And here is Dr. Einstein and Dr. Hawking saying, "Take my hand. Take my hand and I will give you a guided tour through some of the greatest mysteries of the universe itself." So, well, what did he do? Well, first of all, we have two great theories of science. We have the quantum theory, which gives us lasers, transistors, the internet, iPhones, all of that coming from the quantum theory, the theory of atomic physics. And then we have the theory of the very big, relativity, that gives us black holes and big bangs. The problem is, and here's the killer, the problem is that these two theories are based on different assumptions, different physical principles, and different mathematics. And when you try to put them together naively in a shotgun marriage, the whole thing falls apart. The two theories, in some sense, don't like each other. They're incompatible. And so Stephen Hawking was one of the first to begin an attempt to unify these two great theories. Now, Einstein, of course, talked about it, but back in the 1950s, we didn't know anything about the nuclear force. We knew that we could unleash the nuclear force in the atomic bomb. We saw the nuclear force every morning when we look at the sun and we see sunshine. But it wasn't until the 1970s that we began to understand the nuclear force. And so Einstein missed out on the unified field theory, even though he was the one who set the agenda for the next 50 years. And so when Stephen applied quantum mechanics to black holes, he found that black holes are not really black. they emit Hawking radiation, a very faint glow of radiation, meaning that black holes are not forever. They too will eventually die. Now, black holes are black because they're so massive that even light itself cannot escape. But if light itself cannot escape, then it must violate quantum mechanics. Because quantum mechanics says that even blackness cannot be absolute. That's the uncertainty principle. And so if blackness cannot be absolute, it must be gray. And that was Stephen's great observation, the first application of a quantum theory to Einstein's theory, showed that black holes will eventually die. They emit radiation to the point that they eventually run out of fuel, and then they explode, and then they die. And so that gave us a totally new picture of how the universe itself may eventually die. And so Hawking, his contribution to physics was he took the first step toward unifying the quantum theory and relativity. Now, did he succeed? Well, I just wrote an article for Fortune magazine. It turns out the answer is no. Now, why is that? Because when you apply the quantum theory to light, for example, you show that light consists of particles called photons. In fact, when I watch Star Trek, I laugh because Captain Kirk says, "Turn on the photon torpedoes." What is a photon torpedo? It is a flashlight. A flashlight emits trillions upon trillions of photons or particles of light, so a photon torpedo is nothing but an ordinary flashlight. Now, it turns out that when you quantize light, you break it up into packets of energy called quanta. When you apply the same principle to gravity, you get gravitons. Gravitons are particles of gravity. We've never seen them, but we think they must exist if you try to quantize gravity. Now, here's the killer. If you want to win a Nobel Prize, if you want to have your name in lights, if you want to have your name in all the history books, find a way to eliminate all the anomalies and divergences of gravitons. You see, when gravitons bump into each other, the resulting expression mathematically is infinite. Now, that's ridiculous. It means the theory is incomplete. It means the theory is, in some sense, wrong. That's the problem. Even Hawking could not solve that problem. In fact, toward the end of his life, he was beginning to despair that perhaps in his lifetime, he would never live to see the solution to this problem. Now, I think there's some irony here. You see, when Hawking was 21 years old, when he was a youth, he got a death warrant. His doctors told him that he will eventually lose all muscular control of his body, and he will die within 3 years of ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. That was a death warrant. So he decided to concentrate on the biggest problem that he knew of, which is the problem of unification that I just mentioned. So he did not succeed in the final formulation, a formulation of gravitons. However, I firmly believe that one day perhaps another 21-year-old kid will in fact find the solution to this problem, and he will be recognized as the next Einstein, the next Hawking, the next person in this pantheon of geniuses to complete an understanding of the symphony that we call the universe. Okay, well, what I'd like to do is just say a few things about the emails that I'm going to get, that I've been getting, and then we'll throw the lines open because this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can call 612-564-8135 and have your thoughts heard on national radio. Well, when I was touring the country, one persistent question was cost. I mean, what about the cost of exploring outer space? Stephen Hawking said that, yes, we have to go into outer space because it's simply too dangerous to put life on just one planet. It turns out that one giant meteor or comet, one plague, one nuclear war, and that's the end of this experiment called humanity. And so he firmly believed that we should do something about it. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, I'll answer the question of what this new space age is going to cost, and we'll open it up to you, the listeners, if you call 612-564-8135. Stay tuned.
non-attorney-paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. We're going to throw the lines open in a minute. However, let me answer some of the emails that I've been getting during my book tour. Once again, I went through San Francisco, LA, Chicago, Washington, New York, Philadelphia, Boston, and I signed your copy of The Future of Humanity. And I imagine some of you then went to eBay and auctioned them off for money. That's right. You can actually make money on my book tour. Well, one persistent question that I get traveling around the country was, what about the cost of this new space age that we're going to go back to the moon starting next year, and we're going to go on to Mars perhaps within 15 years? And I tell people the following. You saw the movie The Martian with Matt Damon, right? Great movie. Well, that movie cost $100 million to make. Now, the Indians send a space probe all the way to Mars for $70 million. In other words, a Hollywood movie about going to Mars costs more than actually going to Mars. That's because of the dropping of the cost of space travel. Not to mention the fact that the cost is being underwritten by private enterprise and entrepreneurs. Elon Musk of SpaceX, Jeff Bezos of Amazon. They are building their own fleet of rockets. That's right, their own fleet of rockets at their own expense. Not one dime of taxpayers' money went into launching of the Falcon Heavy rocket. A rocket which, of course, generated a tremendous amount of excitement on the internet as millions of people watched a moon rocket, that's right, a moon rocket take off from Cape Canaveral, the first time in 50 years that a moon rocket took off from that fabled Cape. And so once again, we're witnessing the fact that A, the cost of space travel is dropping tremendously. B, private entrepreneurs are beginning to foot the bill. And C, we're witnessing the beginning of the era of reusable rockets. If you saw the launch of the Falcon Heavy, you realize that when the rockets came back down again, it was like something from a science fiction movie. Two rockets coming straight down, landing on their launch pad so they could be reused again. Something straight out of Star Trek. And so for those reasons, the cost of space travel has been dropping, meaning that it's not like the 1960s when you could argue that the space program was eating into funds that should be going to feed the poor and to educate the uneducated. Okay, well, once again, I said that in this hour, we're going to be taking your listener phone calls. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Okay, let's move right along now to the first listener phone call.
Hello, Doctor. My name is Ethan Houghton. I'm calling from Anchorage, Alaska. I was wondering, what exactly is gravity? Thank you.
Wow. Well, you ask a question that some of the greatest minds of humanity have tackled. First of all, Newton gave us the first approximation to gravity by saying that it's a force of attraction. But many philosophers hated that idea because it meant that action was taking place over a distance. In other words, objects move because they're pushed. I mean, everybody knows that. You push something, it moves. But if something falls to the ground, what is pushing it? Well, Newton didn't know. In fact, we still have a hard time grasping the fact that objects move without being touched. Well, along comes Einstein, who says, well, something really is touching that object. Why are you sitting in your chair right now? Well, mostly this because there's a force of gravity that is grabbing you and pulling you into your chair. But Einstein says no. There's no pull, there really is a push. And that push comes from space itself. Space is curved. And because space is curved, it pushes you down. So in other words, why are you sitting in your chair? It's not because gravity is pulling you down, because there's no such thing as the force of gravity. It's an optical illusion. It is space itself that is pushing you down. Now, people have a hard time getting their heads around it, but we've measured it. We've measured it umpteen times, and we find that each time Einstein is right. That yes, gravity is the bending of space and time. Now, the new wrinkle on this is that we want to quantize this. Just like when we quantize light, we get photons or particles of light. In fact, it was none other than Albert Einstein himself who first introduced the concept of the photon, which is a particle of light. Well, gravity has particles too, and these are called gravitons. So let's get this straight. If the sun were to disappear right now, there would be a shock wave. A shock wave created by the disappearance of our sun. This shock wave is called a gravity wave, and the Nobel Prize last year was given to three physicists for discovering the gravity wave predicted by Einstein in 1916. So if the sun were to disappear right now, the shock wave would travel at the speed of light, and that's called a gravity wave. So what is a graviton? It turns out the gravity wave, in turn, consists of trillions upon trillions of little particles moving in a wave-like fashion. Just like an ocean wave is really not a wave at all, it's the motion of trillions upon trillions of molecules. These molecules move in a wave-like pattern that we call an ocean wave. The same thing with gravity. The problem, however, and this is the problem with a Nobel Prize in physics, if you can solve it, is that the interaction of gravitons leads to nonsense. Nobody has been able to come up with a completely satisfactory explanation of the properties of gravitons. Now, the closest we can get is string theory, which is what I do for a living. String theory does, in fact, say that you can unify gravitons with all the other particles like electrons. However, it has not yet been proven. The Large Hadron Collider is not powerful enough to prove the existence of gravitons. So to answer your question, Newton thought that gravity was a pull. Einstein said, no, gravity is a push created by the bending of space and time. The quantum theory says, well, gravity is actually made out of tiny particles called gravitons, and we are at the present time clueless to explain how gravitons interact with each other. Sorry about that. If you can figure that out, you will win the Nobel Prize in Physics. Okay, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Katsu. This is Ray McNeely phoning in from Anchorage, listening to KFQD AM 750 and 103.7 FM. Sir, I may be asking a nonsensical question, but considering the various theories, for example, M, string, multiverse, sequential, and CCC, among others, can it be possible that the dark energy in our observable universe, can it be that prior to inflation and at the Big Bang, whereas one particle brought us into this existence, could it be that the antiparticle from that moment has caused a non-observable universe, and that unseen universe is the dark matter or dark energy? Hence causing the WMAP and CMB cold spot and EM waves that are in supposedly empty space, or causing a pulling of the universe. Thank you, sir.
Well, the answer to your question is yes. Next question. No, let's try to break that down, because you say you ask so many things in one question. Let's try to break it down. First of all, you mentioned dark energy. What is dark energy? Dark energy is one of the most intriguing mysteries in all of physics. It is the energy of the Big Bang. What caused the bang? Why is the universe expanding? Well, the short answer is we don't know. The leading theory is that even the vacuum of space has energy. Even nothingness has energy. It was actually Nikola Tesla who talked about this, but of course he didn't have the mathematics. Einstein had the mathematics, and Einstein says, yes, there's a term in his equations which gives you the energy of the expansion of space itself. That's called dark energy, and dark energy, we think, is the engine that drives the expansion of the universe. And it turns out that let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to talk about dark energy, and is there another parallel universe out there that we are unaware of, and what could cause that dark spot in the cosmic background? Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and you can be part of Science Fantastic.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we had a mouthful of questions, so let's try to tackle them one at a time, because we're now talking about some of the deepest secrets of creation itself, the creation of the universe. It turns out that, yes, we had a Big Bang over 13 billion years ago, and that radiation is still circulating around the Earth and the universe. It's colder now. It's down to the microwave range, and we can actually see it using our microwave satellites. That's right. We can actually photograph the remnants of the fireball which gave birth to the universe itself. This is amazing. Baby pictures. Baby pictures of the infant universe when it was about 300,000 years old. It's called the WMAP. If you want to see it, go to NASA.gov, Google WMAP, W-M-A-P, and you'll see this photograph a photograph of the night sky, and what does it look like? A fireball. It really does look like a fireball. It is the radiation left over from the instant of the Big Bang. Now, the caller who called in mentioned a mystery, a cosmic mystery with regards to this. You see, the explosion was very uniform. It was an explosion. You could see it right on your computer screen by going to NASA.gov, typing in WMAP. But, and this is the killer now, but there's a dark spot. There's a dark spot, a dimple of sorts, in this cosmic background fireball. Normally, when you see a picture of a fireball, it looks pretty spherical. This also should be spherical, except there seems to be a dark spot there. And the listener who called in says, what is responsible for this dark spot? Well, the short answer is, we don't know. This is a great mystery. If you could figure this out, your name will go down in the history books. It should be uniform. We think that the original Big Bang underwent something called inflation, which was a turbocharged expansion of the original fireball, which expanded the fireball, evening it out, making sure that the fireball was even in all directions. But there is this anomaly there. What could cause it? Dark energy? We don't know. So this is a mystery that is still unsolved. Some people think maybe it was just an accident. It was not really important at all. Other people think it could reveal a deep secret, some kind of asymmetry, something that breaks the uniformity of the original creation of the universe itself. Well, to be frank, your guess is as good as mine, because we're not talking about the very boundary of what we know about the universe. Okay, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I'm following you on Twitter, and I am calling from Bremerton, Washington. I wanted to know your thoughts on when we will begin work on an elevator system to the International Space Station, or if there will be a new space station equipped with that kind of technology in our lifetime. So, very curious about what the future holds for quick access to space. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Okay, well, in my previous books, I mentioned the fact that a space elevator could, in some sense, take us to outer space, just like Jack and the Beanstalk took Jack into the heavens. However, there are some problems. First of all, when the Eiffel Tower was being built in the 1800s, it was quite a sensation, this gigantic tower to the heavens, and there was a Russian physicist who was intrigued by it, Tsiolkovsky. He's the father of modern rocketry, and he wrote in his memoirs that just like this tower being built in Paris, a tower to the stars, why not just keep on going? Why not keep on going until it reaches outer space? Would it fall down? Well, it's like a ball spinning on a string. Why doesn't the ball fall down? Well, because of centrifugal force, the ball does not fall down when you twirl it on a string. And so he said to himself, maybe the space elevator is the same way. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to talk about a gateway to heaven on Science Fantastic.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, then give us a call. And perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Well, before the break, we had a question about building a stairway to heaven. Is it possible that one day we can create a space elevator to take us to the International Space Station and beyond? Well, the whole idea of this stairway to heaven, or a Jacob's ladder into heaven, was first mentioned during the 1800s by the Russian pioneer Tsiolkovsky. He was watching the Eiffel Tower being built, and he asked himself a simple question. What happens if you continue to build the Eiffel Tower, a tower to heaven, and just kept on going? Would it ever fall down? And then he realized that if you take a ball, put it on a string, and spin it around the string, it doesn't fall down. It doesn't fall down because of centrifugal force and centripetal force. And so he realized that if the Eiffel Tower were big enough, it would simply spin and create a gateway to heaven. But there's a catch. There's always a catch somewhere. You can also calculate the tension on the steel cable, and the tension is enough to snap steel. Therefore, the idea was considered useless for the next 100 years. The science fiction writer Arthur C. Clarke wrote a novel about it, but it wasn't taken seriously because the steel would snap because of the tension created by spinning around the Earth. Well, now comes nanotechnology and carbon nanotubes and sheets of carbon called graphene. It turns out the strength, the tensile strength of a cable of carbon nanotubes is greater than that necessary to create a space elevator. So all of a sudden, a mini gold rush was created. NASA gave funding for preliminary investigation into a space elevator made out of carbon nanotubes. Carbon, in its pure form, is the strongest substance known to science. A sheet of graphene will balance an elephant. You take an elephant, put the elephant on a pencil, balance the pencil on a sheet of graphene, and graphene will not break. It is stronger than steel. Forget steel, it's stronger than diamonds. It's the strongest substance known to science. So what's the catch? The catch here is that pure carbon pure atomic carbon, one layer of carbon atoms, can only be made to about the size of a postage stamp. Anything larger than impurities start to build up, ruining the strength of carbon. This means that it's an engineering problem, not a physics problem. If in principle you can create a sheet of carbon big enough to create a cable to take you to heaven, then that would do it. But it has to be pure. The slightest impurity will cause it to break. So NASA has looked at funding for the space elevator, but, well, to be frank, don't hold your breath. I think it may take till the end of the century to solve this engineering question. And that is, how do you make pure carbon nanotubes and sheets of carbon nanotubes such that you can create a cable thousands of miles long that's not going to break? And this means that in the future, perhaps by the end of the century, you'll be able to go into a space elevator and push the up button and slowly watch you as you go into heaven. This means that, yes, it's definitely possible. Carbon nanotubes could just be the trick. The problem is to make pure carbon nanotubes sufficient to take you to heaven, just like Jack and the Beanstalk. Jack and the Beanstalk really didn't know where the beanstalk came from, but the fact that the earth is spinning means that the beanstalk will not fall because of centrifugal force. So on paper, it looks great. This could revolutionize the space program. No more booster rockets, no more accidents on takeoff, no more problems with that. No, you simply go into an elevator, hit the up button, and then slowly go into outer space, just the way Tsiolkovsky envisioned back in the 1800s during the building of the Eiffel Tower. Well, I'm afraid that's it for this segment of Science Fantastic. Once again, you can always call us at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call and have your thoughts heard on national radio. That's right. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And hey, maybe your thoughts will be heard on national radio. So, give us a call. And once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out what I've been up to. Find out about my latest articles in the Wall Street Journal, Fortune Magazine, also interviews on BBC Television and CBS Television as well. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, this is Kenneth Eng from West California, author of Weird Dragons and Other New Monsters, listening on the Genesis Radio Network. Last year in 2017, I published a book about a creature called the Mirror Monster, which automatically reflects any damage that is inflicted upon it back to the attacker. That is, if you punch a Mirror Monster, you take the same damage that you inflicted on her, leaving both of you injured automatically. Is there anything in science that would be able to produce this type of effect in real life, aside from the obvious quantum entanglement? Furthermore, I also created another creature called the Weird Dragon that gains power from the light of Jupiter and can only be killed by gold swords. Is it possible for the appearance of Jupiter to affect organisms on Earth in the same way that the moon affects menstrual cycles? Lastly, I want to say my respect for the late Stephen Hawking, who died last week, and how much his discoveries influenced my career as an author. How did Dr. Hawking affect your career?
Well, you ask a lot of questions, so let's try to break it up one by one. First of all, what I do is I work on completing Einstein's dream of a theory of everything. We want an equation no more than perhaps 1 inch long that will allow us to, quote, read the mind of God. Just like E equals MC squared is an equation 1 inch long, it unlocked the secret of the stars. A secret that was kept hidden for thousands of years was unraveled by Einstein when he wrote down E equals MC squared. So, Stephen and I worked in the same general area. He made the first big breakthrough, applying quantum mechanics to black holes, showing that black holes are not really black at all. They're gray, they emit radiation. But all of us were working on the final theory, not just the application of quantum theory to black holes. No, no, no. We wanted the whole shebang. We wanted that 1-inch equation. We wanted a new theory altogether that would explain everything. Now, at the present time, the only theory which comes close is string theory. However, it's not proven. The Large Hadron Collider is not big enough to prove whether or not this is, in fact, the theory of everything. Now, you mentioned a whole bunch of other things, so let's back up. First of all, mythical animals, do they really exist? The Loch Ness Monster, for example, Bigfoot. Well, it's always possible. However, biologists say, first of all, that you have to have a breeding population. That is, what is the smallest number of abominable snowmen can you have and be it self-sustaining? If you have only one or two, like an Adam and an Eve, then it would be very easy to extinguish it. However, once you have a breeding population of maybe 50 to 100, it becomes stable. Now, if you have a breeding population that large, it means you also have junk left over. You have waste products, you have bones, you have carcasses left over by that. And by looking at Loch Ness, we find no evidence of this. No bones of ancestors of Loch Ness monster, no feces, no garbage left over after their breakfast or dinner. As a consequence, we tend to think that maybe these animals are in fact mythical rather than real. You also mentioned Jupiter. Yes, Jupiter has moons called, for example, Europa. Europa is very intriguing because it has an ocean perhaps larger in volume than the oceans of the planet Earth. Amazing, because our oceans are only skin deep compared to the rest of the Earth. Europa, most of the inside of Europa, is in fact a liquid ocean. What kinds of animals can live there for in Europa? Perhaps aquatic animals. Already NASA has plans to launch the Europa Clipper to that moon of Jupiter, and after that, perhaps put a submarine, that's right, a submarine, into the ocean of Europa, a moon of Jupiter. Now, we're not there yet, of course, that's still years into the future, but that is perhaps the most likely place to find life on the planet Earth. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, I'm Dave Raskov, and I have a question from Philadelphia. I was wondering if it would be possible, in any theoretical sense, to time travel digitally, meaning the ability to send information digitally through time. Thank you.
Well, actually, you ask a rather intriguing question. Many scientists believe that sending a large object backwards in time may be quite difficult. You would have to have tremendous amounts of energy, the Planck energy. You would also have exotic forms of energy called negative energy to keep the gateway open so it doesn't close on it. And if you read a copy of my book, The Physics of the Impossible, I give you the basic ingredients necessary to perhaps build a time machine. You ask a more intriguing question. If we can't send a human backwards in time, why not send a message? A digital message that takes almost no energy. Think of Morse code, for example. How much energy does it take to send a Morse code message? Not much. But we could do even better than that. A molecular image, a molecular message, perhaps could be sent through a wormhole backwards in time. And so some people have said that aliens from outer space, if they're very advanced, they may be able to create a wormhole back into the past and then send a message back into the past so that they could alter the fabric of space and time without having to send a large object, which is very difficult. Okay, let's take a short commercial break, and after that we're going to continue a discussion of traveling to the past. Once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.